Welcome to another episode of the Forgotten Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph, here with Zach, co-host. How's it going today?
Man, things are really great. I'm just excited. This is NFL draft week, so just every day seeing the mocks change.
This is going to be fun. We have different mocks every day, different mocks from different people. I know Phil Yates had a mock. He was talking about, he asked, he was on the, he was on the John Middlecoff podcast, and he was talking about his punt. Jaden Daniels, kind of going up in terms of his stock, or in terms of his odds. Today we'll talk about the NFL draft. We'll do a mock for the first, what, five picks? Five, you want to do five picks and then kind of, or 10 picks? Sorry, 10 picks? What do you want to do? Five or 10? I think we decided
We
on
can do,
10.
I think 10. 10's a good
10,
number.
okay. Yeah, I think so too. So we'll do a mock for 10. I have 10 ready. So I got some trade scenarios I kind of wanted to go over. And then I also got news today we wanted to discuss. So today we're going to be talking about Zach Wilson finally getting traded. This has been the talk for a while now, where Jets are kind of done with them. Jack Wilson's done with the Jets. And I don't blame him. I don't blame either party. Second overall pick kind of becomes a bust. And it was a love, it was a hate relationship. It turned into. So Zach Wilson over his time was not a great quarterback for the Jets. And I don't think the Jets were really great for Zach Wilson, the market, nor his playing play style. So him with Sean Payton, what are your first thoughts? Just first thoughts, Zach Wilson gets traded for pretty much the sixth round pick, sixth and the seventh round pick swap. And that, taking over the contract for a certain percentage. What are your overall thoughts on this trade so far?
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure, I fall in love with guys during the full football season, and one of the guys I was in love with was Zach Wilson because I thought he was at BYU able to throw from different arm angles. I saw him do a lot of the stuff that the Kansas City Chiefs with Mahomes was doing. Like I remember he had like big pass downfield, little underhand toss. Like they did all these things, and I was super excited for him. Honestly, I liked him a lot more than Trevor. That was a Trevor Lawrence draft, right?
Yeah, that was Trevor Lawrence,
Yeah, I liked him
Trey
more than Trevor
Lance.
Lawrence. Just for me. I know, like, yeah, Trey Lance, I was in, and then the COVID year happened and he didn't play. He only played 1 year and I was down on him. But Wilson, I was really high on him. And when he went to the Jets, I immediately fell out of love with him just because Saleh, I'm not a fan of. His career coaching record is really bad, and he keeps getting jobs. He brings coordinators in every year. It feels like they have a new offensive coordinator, and he stays. Their defense has been solid, but their offense is just since he's been there, just an absolute disaster. So I didn't believe in Zach Wilson going there because I didn't think he could was good enough to, overcome his situation. Like I don't really think there's only a couple guys who can do that. But now that he's going to get traded to the Broncos, I'm coming back into liking him because he showed some good stuff. I mean, we've gone over on the podcast. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes last year when they played in that one game that I know the Chiefs ended up winning, but he did play really well that game. And I feel like he hasn't had offensive coach that believed in him. I feel like Saleh was, in my opinion, I thought publicly blaming him for all the losses, not blaming himself. The weapons in the offense, I feel like they didn't do a great job putting off putting weapons around him. I know they have Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. So people are like, well, they have these guys. Keep in mind, they paid Mecole Hardman in the offseason. They paid Corey Davis, right? Like these guys just didn't work out. It's like there's something they're doing wrong. Their offensive line's bad. Like there's not a lot of stuff offensively that they put a lot of effort in. So I'm interested in seeing if Sean Payton can try to revive this guy. And I don't know if he'll be a Drew Brees, right? That Hall of Fame level player. But I'm interested in seeing if we can get the best out of him. And the Broncos now, their 12th pick. It's really
What do
interesting.
you do
They
now?
don't necessarily gotta go quarterback. They can do a lot of things. Can they wait till someone falls to them? We talked about a quarterback's best friend being a tight end. Is Bowers there? Like, it's going to be really exciting now for the Broncos, because now you can get somebody who can help out potentially Zach Wilson if he's the starter, at least for this year. Maybe not long term, but we can kind of see where he's at, because the Broncos, they need him as much as he needed them. So it's I think it's a good melting point. So I'm excited personally.
Yeah, I share the same sentiment of excitement. I think the biggest thing with Zach Wilson and Sean Payton, just the relationship, is Sean Payton has a, does a really good job of fixing young quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen it in the past, where he's helped out quarterbacks, in terms of kind of develop and kind of get the best out of their potential. Although Drew Brees was a Pro Bowl level quarterback before, you know, he came to the Saints. There were questions whether or not he was a franchise level quarterback, which is why the Chargers got rid of him and got Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
So there are different things that we have seen historically from Sean Payton, and I know we've kind of hated, not hated, but we've kind of spoken some truth to Sean Payton in terms of his struggles and kind of been not on his side just because of the controlling aspect and just the overall delivery he has presented himself as in terms of a leader. But I think this is a good situation because I'm looking at the starting quarterbacks, and they got Ben DiNucci, I think that's how you say his name. And then they have Jarrett Stidham.
Did him.
You can't tell me that Zach Wilson that can't compete with either of these guys and become the starting quarterback over them. You just can't tell me. Now at that 12th pick, what do they do? Do they still draft the quarterback? I think Sean Payton knows that trading up is going to be expensive if he does
And keep in
want to trade
mind,
up.
they don't have a second round pick. So
Yeah.
they go first round and they jump all the way to the
Ex
third.
yeah, that was going to be my pick. That was going to be my
Yeah.
point. I was like, if they do need to trade up, they're more than likely going to trade to that Bears pick. But the Raiders have the kind of the advantages because they have that number 11 pick. So I don't think I just don't think that the Broncos are going to draft the quarterback at this pick, knowing that they just traded for Zach Wilson. And they could draft the quarterback late in the round. I don't know if you like, and this is kind of like not top 10 worthy, but or not even top 30 worthy. But Michael Pratt's been getting a lot of love lately from the media. Like, he is a name that's been like driving up people's charts. Do you remember him from Tulane, Michael Pratt?
Not, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a small like name guy, but he's like getting like second, third round mocks. I think he'd be a good fit. That's a name that I think the Broncos would trade up for in the second round. So, I think this is a situation where I think everything is up in the air for the Broncos right now, where they're just trying to find a franchise level quarterback. And I feel like it's been like this for since John Elway. Like the Broncos have had this really curse of not having a franchise level quarterback. Obviously, they had Peyton Manning those years, but he wasn't a franchise quarterback just because he was towards the end of his career and they had that number one defense. But they really haven't had a quarterback since John Elway in terms of just greatness. So, and who knows? Maybe Zach Wilson can be that guy. I'm not comparing him to John Elway, but I'm just saying, you know, I think, you know, there's high potential here. I think there's more high potential than there's low potential, because the worst that can happen is, you know, Zach Wilson sucked. Okay, what did you give up? Essentially, a sixth round pick, you know, so or a seventh round pick. So there is no type of concern here, I would say, from the if I'm a Bronco fan, like, I'd be like, all right, this is a good trade for us. I think we can get something here.
Well, I think looking at it too, right? They're in position to draft. I mean, if they, I don't think they have enough to trade up, personally. So who's going to be left is like either a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix, right? And
At that, you're talking about that at their 12th stock, right?
at the 12th, yeah. Zach Wilson is the same age as these guys, but has
Yeah.
3 years of NFL experience. So you gotta imagine like that had something to do with the situation too. It's not like these are 21-year-olds that you're gonna draft and they have like a leg up. They're essentially
Yeah.
the same point in life, but one has more professional experience. And I just think, honestly, I think it's a better pick. And it also too, you're kind of going to give the Raiders maybe second guesses too, because the Raiders thought,
In terms
you know, we had to
of,
move in front of
yeah.
Denver. Now it's like, wait, Denver, if they don't draft a quarterback, what is Sean Payton, what does Sean Payton see in these guys that he went Zach Wilson instead? So it's
Yeah.
a little mind game. I don't think it's like a huge percentage of the thought process, but I think it does kind of like just kind of messes with you a little bit. It's like, wait, Zach, he chose Zach Wilson over these guys. Like, hey, we'll stick with Minshew. So it's gonna be kind of, it's again, I don't know. The NFL is a great I don't know, it's like a soap opera. Every day there's something new. So we'll see what
Yeah.
happens.
Yeah, with Sean Payton, there's I feel like I'm not gonna be shocked if anything happened. I wouldn't be surprised if he cuts Zach Wilson during training camp. Like I just wouldn't.
I don't see that, because I
No,
think
I'm no
you watch
I mean
him
I don't see
in
that happening
zones.
either, but I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if anything,
He can do
if I
whatever
would
he can.
if whatever Sean Payton
Like
does, I wouldn't be
we saw
surprised.
Sean Payton bench Drew Brees
Exactly. That's exactly
in
what I said.
spots in New Orleans, like
Yeah.
for
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill. Yeah,
Yeah.
you know,
I
and
mean,
he
that's what I'm
also
more
he
to talk
won
about.
games with Teddy Bridgewater. He won games with
Yeah.
Winston.
And
So
Zach
I mean,
Wilson
it's
has showed that he can win games. Like, he has had flashes of, okay, this guy's an NFL quarterback. He's an
I
NFL
think the coach,
level
he's gonna
quarterback.
have the best coaching he's ever had.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there's a lot of things that he doesn't do right as a quarterback, like mechanic wise, where you could say Sean Payton should be able to be like, I can fix that. Because I think Russell Wilson's problem was he was so inept in his body of mechanics and just his play style because he's had some success with the MVP levels. So it's hard. It's
Well,
kind of hard to be humble
Wilson's
when you're this
not a
successful.
traditional quarterback.
Yeah, but
And then
is
he's
Zach
not
Wilson?
non-traditional like Taysom. He's somewhere like, let me run around and throw it deep.
Yeah, but is yeah,
Like it
but
can be third
that's.
and five, and
I mean, that's
he's
essentially
not
what
throwing
Zach
to a spot.
Wilson.
He throws
That's
to a
essentially what
wide open
Zach
guy.
Wilson's doing, though.
I feel like
Zach
Zach
Wilson's running
tries
around.
to.
He's
I
just.
think if you watch Zach, he has the ability, but I think the people, what people don't understand, watch the Jets. Their offensive line was really bad.
Oh,
He
the
would
offensive
snap
line
the ball. Pressure is
was
right
very
in his
bad. Yeah,
face.
it was right in his face the whole time.
And then if you look at the weapons, he had Garrett Wilson and no one else at receiver. I'm sorry if
Yeah.
I'm missing anyone. I don't mean to
Randall
insult.
Cobb. Not joking.
But I mean, these, like, they were built for Aaron Rodgers. They weren't built for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Alan Lazard was there. Can't forget about him. His big contract. All right, let's go to a different news. Still NFL. Matt Ryan announces his retirement today. He had a pretty good career, I think, in my opinion. Threw for over almost close to 70,000 passing yards.
Did he really?
And yeah, 68 and a half, I believe. And his best stat overall, in my opinion, is oh, sorry, 62,000. My apologies, 62,000. The best stat, in my opinion, is he got paid $303 million over the course of his career, which is third of all time. So my question is this for you: what will Matt Ryan be known for? Like, what is the thing that you will remember Matt Ryan for, 20 years down the road? Because he is a, I would say, formidable quarterback throughout NFL history. I mean, there are some moments in NFL history, good and bad,
Yeah.
that probably he will be re remembered by. Like, if you're telling the story of the NFL history, Matt Ryan's name is gonna pop up, and maybe for bad more than good, but he is acclimated in NFL history.
Well, I think for me, because we actually moved to Atlanta in like the Atlanta area in 2000, was it 2008? I think it was 2007,
Yeah,
2008, during that time.
Chosen. Yeah.
And I remember going out there. Michael Vick was the star quarterback, and kind of excited. Red zone wasn't red zone. I don't know, like that's kind of funny to think about now, but you would check the local, you would get your local game and then whatever other game Fox or CBS wanted to play. So moving out there, like, oh cool, we're gonna see Michael Vick at least, a couple times, like right during the Sunday. But
Yeah.
then that happened to be the same time he ended up going getting arrested and going to prison and stuff. So, even I remember just being around, like talking to like the kids at school and stuff. It was kind of a weird situation where the sports had been so wrapped around Michael Vick, like the Falcons. Like I remember being in, watching them versus the, he was like the first quarterback ever to win in Lambeau as a road quarterback, right? So it was all Vick, 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 Vick everywhere. He had like the whole Vick experience. Like Vick had his own cleat. Like Vick was a huge, huge thing.
Vick was the guy.
And
$100 million
this,
contract, $100 million deal with
right?
Nike. Man.
Then he went to prison, right? And I think that did something to the Falcons, where they're searching for a way out of the Vic. I think he cast a huge shadow over it. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, that's what I have a feeling of. And here comes this kid, Matt Ryan, who was from Boston College, and he wasn't Vic at all. He was the complete opposite. Vic was someone who was exciting to play football. Matt Ryan was very boring. But I think he was the boring that the Falcons needed at the time, if that makes any sense. So for me, he's always going to be remembered as the guy that took over from Michael Vick, and he kept the Falcons in like competitive football for pretty much his entire career.
Yeah, for a decade.
Yeah, and you were just talking about like the Broncos, how they still haven't had a quarterback really since John Elway. Like the Falcons were able to do Vic, and then they transformed into Matt Ryan, and
McElroy,
then the fallout happened. So he carried that QB1 position for the Falcons for what it was, 15, 14, I mean, how many years was that? Like a dozen years, something like that.
14 seasons.
So he played for them with for 13 because he went to the 1 year with the Colts. But
No. He
yeah.
played for the Falcons for 14 seasons.
Oh, Falcons 14. Okay. Yeah, I remember he was there for a really long time. And he started off pretty average and turned himself into an MVP. Super Bowl, we know 28-3, that whole thing. But honestly, I think he goes as someone who was able to become QB1 for the Atlanta Falcons at a time when they desperately needed someone to come in and give culture and give hope to the Falcon fans. Because I think it could have been a situation where they're, searching and searching and searching and be a bottom-trodden franchise for decades. But Matt Ryan was able to come in and say, no, guys, like, we're going to hold the ship steady. This is where we want the franchise to be and win division titles in a time when they were going against pretty good teams. Like, the NFC South is bad now, but it used to be Cam Newton, Matt Ryan,
This Drew
Drew
Brees.
Brees,
Just talking
right? Like,
about
that
him.
was – Yeah,
Even the
even the Bucks even
Buccaneers
had some good
had,
years in there with Josh Freeman and stuff. Like
Jameis
it's always
Winston. I
Jameis
mean,
Winston. Yeah,
yes.
it's
I mean, it wasn't the
yeah, it's
best,
always
but
been pretty
he
competitive
was good
though,
here.
you know. So he had a pretty good career. I don't know Hall of Fame. I wouldn't put him Hall of Fame. I mean, nowadays it seems like they kind of lowered the standards. If he gets on TV, he might be in. But I wouldn't say Hall of Fame, but he belongs in the Atlanta Falcons like Ring of Honor, like throw him up there and
Yeah, I
celebrate him because he's a
agree.
really good player.
I agree. I think with Matt Ryan, there the high expectations that were going into him are going for him going into that season, especially as a number one overall pick. And
He was
kind of
three
just
overall.
sorry, three overall. Who's number one pick that year? I thought he was number one overall
2000.
pick. Was it Larry
No, he wasn't
Fitzgerald?
three. 2008 NFL draft. Keep going. I'll let you know.
I think it might have been Larry. Okay, but yeah, go ahead. I think with Matt Ryan, I think the biggest thing with Matt Ryan is that he was able to kind of do what you're supposed to do as a top five pick, and that is kind of become a franchise level player. And I think that's what he did. He proved it. Now, does that give you Hall of Fame honors? No, but I think at the end of the day, I think one of the things we got to realize with Matt Ryan is that he was a consistent quarterback throughout his tenure with the Falcons. He rarely ever had bad seasons, and he was always available to play, like always. Like I can't remember games where he wasn't playing in Atlanta Falcon uniform. Obviously, he
You
had those
know
injuries towards the end of his
what I
career,
remember
but
him too, Joseph? I don't mean to interrupt, but I think we got to mention if like sports betting was a thing, I imagine he was like the greatest live bettor of all time
yeah, because he
because
had
these
those fourth
guys
quarter
they
comebacks.
were all the time. They would be down, and then I just remember him either coming back and just coming up short or coming back to, to win the game.
Yeah.
And then Jake
And
Long, by the way, was number one.
yeah, I seen that. Thank you for letting me know that. I forgot about Jake Long, which is another comment for another day. All right, yeah, but thanks, Matt Ryan, for giving us some excitement throughout your career. You're known as Matty Ice. Don't forget about that. But yeah, I think Matt
Oh,
Ryan will.
46 game-winning drives, by the way.
Wow, 46 game-winning drives.
Yeah.
Do you have the ranking for that? Like the NFL history? What does that look like or no?
I find out.
That has to be top 10 NFL history. 48 game winning drives.
Tom Brady has the most, 58. So Matt Ryan's sixth all time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
Yeah.
so maybe that kind of gives him a bump up over other guys. I mean, we're not gonna have a Hall of Fame debate right now with him. I mean, I'm not about to argue that, but I think there definitely is a conversation for him to be in that, situation. Obviously not first ballot. But he's there, and he did it the right way. He took money from the Colts after they traded for him, the second round pick for him. Got like $40 million his last year. Didn't retire. He was on the some type of like commissioner list or something like that, where he wasn't like an active player, but he was still getting his contract. So kudos to him, man. He did it the right way. I respect these guys for laying it out on the field and then getting rewarded at the end of their careers. All right, let's get to the mock draft. I think this is what people are going to kind of be looking for. I'll go ahead and timestamp this one too, so people can know and kind of can skip towards this if they want to. How do you want to do this? Do you want to do one, two, three, or do you want to just do what we did before, where like I get one and you do what you do and I do what I do? How do you want to kind of make this happen?
We can go rotate, I
Okay,
think,
cool.
and
That'll be
then what we'll
quicker.
do is you can go odds. I'll do evens. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Yes, that
Oh,
is
you.
actually perfect because I actually have a trade that I wanted to, that I actually mocked, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Okay, cool. So first of all, overall, I mean, this is easy. I have Caleb Williams. Do you want to do a Caleb Williams little stint real quick based upon his pivot interview, or do you want to just leave that for later episodes?
I mean, we can while it's fresh.
Yeah, because okay, so during the Caleb Williams interviews, there's a lot of throwing a lot of his teammates under the bus, as well as his coaches under the bus. And it just felt kind of disingenuine. I don't know if people have seen it, but Caleb Williams is the presumptual number one overall pick, or the consistent number one overall pick, I guess is a better word, to the Bears. And no one's denying his talent ability, but one of the things that kind of I've been kind of questioning him about is his ability to kind of overcome adversity. And during his interview, they asked him about it. And, he brought up some examples of him getting benched, as well as him coming to Oklahoma while Spencer Rattler was there, and him ultimately beating out Spencer Rattler once Spencer got benched. But I don't know if that's heavy adversity. I don't know, just the whole interview, and I hope people get a chance to watch it before they watch this clip. But just the whole interview, was kind of disingenuous in terms of his ability to get people to like him, like in the locker room. And I think that's the biggest thing for a quarterback, especially when you're number one overall pick. Like, he's already talking about going to Chicago, being Chicago. And I know all the mocks say it, but, and I know we live in a different time and day and age where, like, you can kind of be more comfortable speaking freely about that kind of stuff. But it kind of just rubbed me the wrong way. If I was his teammate and I've been in the league for 8 years, even if I'm a backup quarterback, I'm like, this dude hasn't done anything I've done in this league. So, do you have any thoughts you want to add to that, or any different opinions to that?
Some of the notes that I had on watching the Pivot interview, because I wasn't going to watch it, and then you guys talked me into it. The first thing was he threw his team defense under the bus. I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback do that before. Okay, full disclosure, I'm obviously a different generation than this kid, so there's that coming in, right? But I thought football was like the ultimate team sport. And the quarterback was there to, give praise when the team wins to other people and then take blame when they lose. Like, that's kind of dumbing it down. That's what I thought the position was about. This kid, Ryan Clark is talking to him about his defense being really bad, and he's just like, And I'm like, whoa. I was like, that was a red flag for me. He threw the head coach under the bus when there was a play call he didn't like, and he was going back and forth. And I was like, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And
Yeah,
then
me neither.
also, he talked about the quarter. He talked about Lincoln Riley starting Spencer Rattler over him when Spencer Rattler was the presumptive number one pick in the NFL draft. We know
Yeah.
how it played out, but I mean, understand this is what
And Ryan Clark
he
even.
went into. And then in the same interview, he tells the people interviewing, that he was upset that the coach in his high school team started his son at quarterback and not him. And I'm like, hold on. Like, so you're upset that situation because of it happened to you, but you're not upset. I don't know. That one confused me, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it personally, just coming from a different generation, I think probably maybe it's okay with the kids now, but I just find it's if he's gonna do that in the NFL, I think it's gonna be some gen it's gonna bring some issues. I personally do. It kind of I think guess the first thing that came to my mind was Kyler Murray, how Larry Fitzgerald and some of the vets, Patrick Peterson and them, they
Yeah.
were a little off put by some of the stuff Kyler was doing, just because, you know, there is a difference in age groups, I guess. So that could be an issue coming with Keenan Allen, who's been in the league forever now. DJ Moore, you know, some of the veteran guys who just have a different mentality on what to do from the quarterback position, right? And I just don't know. It's and then yeah, I mean, I get he's going number one. All power to him. I wish him the best of luck. But I kind of wish the Bears had more of a discussion with the quarterback available if they're going to improve it. And this makes me, if I was in the locker room, I would have backed Justin Fields 100% because if I'm choosing these two.
Yeah, and you're getting the reason why. So I'm gonna share a screen real quick from Chris Mortensen.
Okay.
Rest in peace. But this is what apparently someone said about Kyler Murray.
Oh, no way.
Murray is,
I
can you
swear
see
I've
my
never seen this
screen?
before. I can't, yeah.
Murray is described as self-centered, immature, and finger points. And Murray is frustrated with franchise and was embarrassed, but whatever, right? But
Yeah.
just highlighting these factors, this is how we're describing, oops, this is how we're describing Caleb Williams. I mean, literally, these
I
are the
know.
three words that describe Kyler Murray. I'm sorry, describe Caleb Williams. What do these guys have in common?
That's
Well,
really interesting.
I mean, they have coaches who kind of just see their role as a more of a partner than an actual coach, like an advisor. Like Kyler
So
Murray
is
was
this a
coached.
they're coached by both Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, that's kind of the conclusion I'm kind of drawing here is,
Interesting.
and Lincoln Riley, I'm not saying that he hasn't developed franchise level quarterback. Kyler Murray's not a franchise level quarterback. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that these guys, Baker Mayfield, too, Baker Mayfield too had to get humbled as well. Remember, he came in the league thinking that he was hot shot, and he got humbled very fast. And Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, and all three of them have great college careers. They were all three Heisman winners. We're not saying that they were bad quarterbacks. We're not saying that they're gonna have bad careers. Listen, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray have both gotten a second contract, so it's proven that they can be franchise level quarterbacks. But what thing that that triggers with this is that you have so much invested in this pick where you brought in Keenan, you brought in Keenan. I mean, you brought in DJ Moore from last year. You brought in DeAndre Swift. You're bringing all these high power guys in, guys who won, guys who have competed and who have played at a high level, and guys who have won at a high level. And you get a guy like Kyler Murray, who, from my perspective, is a little bit of self-centered and kind of egotistic. Ooh. That doesn't mesh well for me. So I know we got some more marks to, picks to get to, but I don't know if you have any last thoughts on just, this, now seeing that tweet. I don't know if you have any last thoughts on that.
No, it kind of puts me now I'm curious if I haven't heard, but I know USC had a five-star quarterback that left like right after the season, Malachi Nelson.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if he saw something where it's something, I don't know, I don't want to say wrong, but a potential issue or conflict with something that's the reason he left. Like in seeing how USC was so quarterback driven, it seemed
Yeah.
like there's some wide receivers that were like that are pretty decent at USC last year. And we're told by the media and honestly by USC, these guys are trash. And it's just Caleb playing with bums.
Yeah.
And we're looking, we're like Marshawn Lloyd's gonna get drafted, Washington's gonna
Br
get
Br Brandon
drafted,
Rice.
Brandon Rice is gonna get drafted. It's like, holy smokes, these guys. I'm not saying they were five
I mean, he had,
like they weren't Adunze, but
yeah.
like so it's interesting. But yeah,
Yeah.
let's we for time's sake, we should probably move on to the
Number two, who do you have the Commanders taking here? Depending on what you do, is going to determine my number three pick.
am I doing the draft like what I would do or
Yes,
what I think would happen?
you are the Commanders GM. What are you doing in at this pick? The pick is on.
Yeah. All right, there's been a trade. But are we
Wow.
doing trades? Can we do trades or
Yeah,
no trades?
because I have a trade too, so hopefully it's not the same trade that I have. And we have not talked about this at all, as you can see. Oh,
The Raiders are
wow.
coming up. The Raiders are coming up.
Wow.
The Raiders are coming up, and they're gonna select Jaden Daniels.
Wow. So I'm going to share my screen again one more time just so I can kind of show people that I literally have the Raiders trading up for the number three overall pick and getting Jaden Daniels too. So I guess you stole that from me. So
Yeah, I think honestly, I think Antonio Pierce is gonna do whatever it takes to get this kid,
Yeah,
whether
I
it's three,
agree.
four. I
You don't
think he's gonna
think
go all in because I think he really feels we're a quarterback away. And then just in
So,
case it doesn't work out, we have Minshew, but I think he really wants to
Aiden
be in that
O'Connell,
league.
you don't think the Commanders go for Drake May or even Jason McCarthy? And also, let's talk about Jaden Daniels too, because I think he was on the pivot too. I don't know if you saw his episode, but I don't
I
want
missed it, but
to. Yeah. So Jaden Daniels, he actually was the total opposite of what I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be more centered on himself, and he's the opposite. This dude probably is out of all the quarterbacks that I've heard talk this offseason, or this, I guess, draft, situation, he's probably the most self-aware as well as just selfless teammate that exists. And I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a franchise level quarterback. I think he might be. I don't have my thoughts with JJ McCarthy, but I haven't heard really JJ McCarthy speak too much in interviews and whatnot, so I can't really give a good guidance on him. I'm more of talking about McCarthy mainly just because of the Harbaugh tree. So, but with Jaden Daniels, I just don't see him failing, and I don't see and if he does fail, I can see him like overcoming it. Like with ease, because he's had to overcome adversity. Like they asked him overcoming adversity, leaving Arizona State, going to LSU, having to learn a whole new offense, not feeling pressure to leave early last year and go into the draft, being able to kind of work on what he needs to work on his skill set wise, and as well as just his leadership skills, and then him, ultimately coming back and winning the Heisman. That shows me that. Listen, this guy can play, but he can also overcome adversity. And that's one of the biggest things as a quarterback you have to do. Like you have to get up
did they
after that
ask him
sack.
about his trash defense at all?
They
Because
did.
their offense, their defense was really bad
But
too. I wonder how
I
if he
gotta
threw
go
his
back.
knee
I
because it
gotta go
was.
back to what he said. But I do remember them asking about the defense because a lot of the games there was high scoring. He's like, yeah, we had to go back and forth a lot. But I'm pretty sure his answer was team oriented because he didn't. He didn't throw anyone under the bus. Matter of fact, he kind of elevated Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas' name a lot in that in that pivot interview. Like he elevated his teammates more than he put them down, and that's something that I look at. Like even with I know we're still at Daniel, so I'll kind of stop here. But even with McCarthy, like he is a team first oriented quarterback, and that's what you want. You don't want a guy who's just all about me. Like Mahomes, he's not like that. He is team oriented. Like I know people are comparing Caleb Williams to Mahomes, but Mahomes has never shown an inch of him being. I guess maybe I guess he has with the Josh Allen situation last year with the BS call, but that was like the first thing where we just saw, okay, he's human. Like he kind of has an
Sure.
ego to him. He didn't want to lose to the Bills. He has an ego driven. He's egotistic a little bit. But even that, like Sarah, that just kind of gives you a good glimpse of it's hard to take that, it's hard to get that out of him. So
Yeah.
but yeah, go
I
ahead.
just think my reasoning behind it, I think the Raiders want to do it and they're outbidding teams like the Vikings and stuff. But also I think from the Commanders' perspective, I'm just thinking the team that Adam Peters came from, 49ers, they picked a quarterback high and it would have set them back if not for Purdy. So I think that they're going to try to build that roster out. And I don't think the coach is going to be against this move because he's someone who's a defensive-minded guy. And if they can get a defensive player in this draft to help out his defense, I think that's where their team building starts. And then Cliff can kind of put things together for the offense to make it work. So I just think from a team building perspective, I don't. We'll see. I mean, obviously, but as in my gut, I think sorry, McDaniels, Daniels and the Raiders. McDaniels was just there. Sorry, but that'd be funny.
Yeah, I agree. I think Daniels has a has probably one of the higher potentials in this draft. Okay, number three pick is the Patriots. Now, I had them Patriots drafting a quarterback here, and we've had this conversation on this podcast before, so I guess there's no reason to kind of keep it going. But I have them going with a guy like Drake May. I would not be surprised if they did trade out of here. But I think the Patriots didn't have had chances to trade up in that draft with when they drafted Mac Jones. They just didn't. They could have traded up for Justin Fields. They could have traded up for Trey Lance. They could have traded up for an earlier pick, for a top 10 quarterback. And I mean, it to their point, it worked out for the best because that was probably one of the worst QB drafts of all time. But they had chances to kind of trade up. I think they are looking for a QB franchise quarterback. And I think we have two different opinions on how to kind of build out a quarterback, how to build out a roster. Like you're more like, hey, like the Commanders route, building out the team and then drafting a quarterback. But I think in my opinion, I think the Patriots cannot pass up on draft on missing out on a quarterback. They just can't. They've missed out on too many over the past few years, especially with the Brady lingering, Jimmy G being traded away. There's just
Who do
been
they
a lot
go?
of answers. I got him going Drake May.
Wow. Wow.
Got him
I
going
thought
Drake
it
May.
was setting up for McCarthy. I really was. I was like, wow, is he going
Now,
McCarthy?
I am doing yes, yeah. So personally, if I'm the Patriots, I need a quarterback that I can kind of trust to make plays by himself. And I think Jaden Daniels would have been my pick personally, for them. I obviously had the Raiders
Yeah.
trading up for this pick, but I don't think McCarthy is a guy that can make plays with his feet as well as Drake May. And in that AFC East division, when it gets cold, when the ball gets slippery, when you're going up against Josh Allen, you need a third and four conversion and no one's open, you need to run for it. Like I can't not dismiss Drake May here. I just can't.
Well, I think I love that pick. I think that's going to be the pick in my head. Especially considering the Pacers are used to seeing Josh Allen two times a year. They got their own guy now. So I think that's the I like that a lot.
Perfect. All right,
Number
your turn
four?
now. Number four. There's another
Yeah,
trade
so
or
I
what?
think no, man. I think this one, if two or three wasn't quarterback, I think now we're talking trade here. But I mean, this one, I feel like it's been mocked since the beginning of time. I don't personally, I know you think Neighbors is better. I'm not going to disagree. I think the better fit though, and especially we were talking about Kyler being self-centered and stuff, you need someone who can kind of be an adult in the room. And I think they missed that with Larry Fitzgerald being gone for the last couple of years.
I agree.
Let's go ahead and bring in Marvin Harrison, who can provide that adult in the room. And he's only like 21 years old, but he's probably going to be the most professional guy on the team right away. So up for up, I'm speaking from the offense, given that Kyler and maybe Connor, but you know,
Yeah.
they got a young guys, McBride at tight end. The receiver is still young and Moore. And so, yeah, I think Marvin's
I think
the
they got rid of
immediate.
Rondale Moore and Marquise
Oh, never
Brown.
mind. Sorry, guys.
But to your point,
But
though, I know, to
Marvin's
your
the guy
point,
that that's even more.
I
They need a
understand.
receiver even more.
They need a receiver. They just need a receiver. I think Neighbors, or Harrison is going to be a great choice here. I even have the Cardinals going Marvin Harrison just because of his ceiling, and also just like you said, he has been there before, the expectations and whatnot, and I think he's ready to go now. What do you think? So I guess I'll go. I guess I'll ask a question after I pick here. But number five, I have the Chargers going with Malik Nabers. I think this has been mocked for a while. I know in my last mock in the AFC West previous, people someone may drop in, but hey, you said you got the Chargers going with Joe Alt because you think Harbaugh is going to check offensive line. There's been a lot of reports about Joe Alt maybe not being the guy he has. He's like. He's highlighted to be. I listened to the Middle Cost podcast, Three and Out. Shout out to Middle Cost on Three and Out. And he kind of threw something out there where he's a big body guy. He's going against undersized, you know, players, so it makes him look better than what he is. Do you want a guy
Neighbors?
that no. Joel Alt. I'm talking about Joel Alt right now.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I think with Neighbors, I think you get a sure thing. And I don't think there's any other there's more of a sure thing besides Neighbors at this position, at this moment, and you can't pass it up. So I have the Chargers going with Malik Nabers here.
See, this is where I think we differ. I think this is the spot where the Vikings now come in. And this is where McCarthy goes. That's just my opinion. I think they want to jump the Giants. They
Yeah,
think the Giants
I
cut
don't
off
think the
their a
Giants are
lot of
going to
stuff.
draft the
Oh, I don't
receiver.
think
I mean,
so. I
I mean
don't
the
think.
quarterback.
No. I think the Giants are playing it perfect.
Daniel Jones or
I,
bust,
they're
yeah.
putting. I think they're putting it out there that they want this guy, but I think, in all seriousness, who they really want is the guy you got at five. I think they're trying to get the Vikings come up.
Yeah.
Give the Chargers something they can't refuse because we know they had a lot of roster turnover, and they have a lot of holes to fill. Vikings come up, get their guy in McCarthy, and then six would be the Giants getting Malik Nabers. But
Wow.
in this world we live in right now, that didn't happen. So now the Giants are stuck. They're like, who do we get here? Who do we get here? Do we go McCarthy and let all the smoke out? But I don't think so. They still have that trash quarterback for another year, and they made the playoffs with the trash quarterback with a bad schedule because they had bottom play schedule. They're gonna get another one of those. They're gonna get another one of those this year. They're bad this year, so they'll get a bad schedule. So they're gonna have a chance to win some more games than they did last year. Still think they need a receiver. So Roman Dunze. Start looking for real estate in New York, my friend. You are a New
Wow.
York Giant in this world. I just think it's too good of a wide receiver to pass up for right now. I know they have holes on the offensive line, and I told you guys in prior stuff, I believe in building a team from inside out. But I just think from the weapons that they have, they paid Thomas on the line.
Andrew Thomas,
So there's
yeah, that's
someone,
what I was gonna
yeah,
say. They have
there's
Evan
money there.
Neal,
Yeah,
so I
there's
don't think
money
they need
there.
a protection there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's
I
money
agree with
there.
that pick. I think they're going to for sure go for an offensive guy. I would not be surprised if they go Brock Bowers, especially depending on what Darren Waller does.
They haven't had a tight end since Jeremy Shockey. I said it.
Yeah,
So,
they got Darren Waller. I don't know what's going on with him. Like I got him in fantasy
yeah.
football, and that dude said that he's going to retire. There's reports of him retiring. I have no idea. All right, number seven pick. I got Joel Alt going to the Titans. I
Okay.
think. I'm looking at PFF, and I did some research before I did this mock. So, PFF left tackle allowed the highest pressure over the past two seasons,
This would
and
be
that was
perfect.
152.
Yeah.
And I think this is gonna be the this is like a one of those picks where like looking back on it, it's like the Lions when they drafted Penei Sewell. It's like, oh, like yeah, I would have drafted him too at that pick, you know, like best player available type of thing, and like a big need. And this could be their kind of foundation piece in terms of building over that new tenure that they're looking to build over, you know, overpaying players, you know, and trying to get some wins in. Okay, so what do you have at eight?
At eight, I think a lot of the media wants to pick Dallas Turner here. I mean, that's what they're, I think that's a lot of
Yeah,
people are
he's a
saying,
freak.
you know, he, that's what they tell me, right? Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I just think when you look at somebody like the Rams, you know, they, because I'm looking at the Rams defense and what they were able to do. They
Okay.
had a lot of guys from the secondary. And they kind of filled in spots. They got people late. I know they had Ramsey, but a lot of times they had just like random people playing in the secondary. And they were really good. Like they were really good secondary. So I don't think, I think Raheem can the coach there, I think he'll do fine secondary. So I don't think that's where they go on defense. I think they want a guy like Aaron Donald. And this guy, he's not Aaron Donald, I know. It's going to shock a lot of people, Joseph. I know, but I think they're going Jerzon Newton, Illinois.
There's on
It's going
new
to
oh
shock the world.
that's a big
I
that's a big mark
huge
there.
risk. I think it's a huge reach,
Oh,
but
wow.
I think that's what they go. Get your interior lineman. Let's start building that defense because we spent a
Oh,
lot of money on
wow.
offense already.
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe they trade down, maybe, and then they, you know, maybe someone trades up for them.
I thought about it, but I just didn't see a dancing partner.
Yeah. I mean, well, with you, I mean, I think. So here's what I'm going with number nine pick. So number nine is the Bears, obviously.
Yeah.
I think, and J.J. McCarthy is still available. I know in your draft you have the Raiders taking Jaden Daniels trading up here. So the Bears really have nobody here kind of to choose.
Yeah.
And most quarterbacks are gone. So we have McCarthy still available, but kind of no destination for him to go to. Except this one team that we just talked about previously, Denver Broncos. I think this is a great pick
They're giving
for
the
Denver
Broncos straight
Broncos.
up.
I think this is
With
a great
what?
pick for Denver Broncos to trade up their first, their second, their first and their
They
second
don't have a
overall
second.
pick. No, I mean
They
their
don't
second
have a
overall
second.
pick, the second overall pick. So their third round pick, which is number 76,
Heck no.
and then they add in a future second round pick as well.
Okay.
You're only moving up three spots. So
Can
you
I
don't
ask you
have
a
to trade a
question?
first. Let me hear.
If the Commanders trade back, they have a lot of ammo, right? They trade back up. I can see
You're
that,
saying, you're
but
saying, you're
you it's
saying,
your pick. It's your pick. Pick the Broncos.
you're saying the Commanders. Okay, so since the Commanders have the number 11 overall pick now, you're saying that, hey, maybe the Commanders
No,
actually
the
trade up.
Commanders, in my world, the Commanders will have 13, but they'll have 13 in the Raiders' future.
I'm sorry,
I say
13.
they
Yes,
come
13.
back. I say they come back in. I want chaos, man, chaos. But
Yeah, I
give
don't know if
them,
they'll trade
yeah.
multiple trades, but I wouldn't put it past the
We
Commanders
just saw the
because
Cardinals
Adam
do it.
Peters, yeah,
The
that's what I was
Cardinals
gonna
do it
say.
last year, and the
Yeah.
Texans did it last year.
Yeah,
So,
so I wouldn't be surprised if Adam Peters does that.
yeah. I want chaos.
I think
But yeah, so.
he was one of the big people on that Trey Lance trade too. He was a Trey Lancer truther. From
So we're
what
going Broncos, McCarthy.
from what I've seen, I have the Broncos taking McCarthy here, this number nine pick. And then to close it out, what do you have the Jets doing?
So McCarthy at nine. That's a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of offense. We have one defensive player, one offensive lineman. The Jets, I think it's going to be tempting, man. I really do. These guys, everyone tells me they need help for Garrett Wilson. That's what everyone keeps telling me. Heck, I told you earlier that they didn't have a lot of offensive weapons.
Yeah.
They had a lot of guys that are built for Aaron Rodgers. I'm doing it, man. Brock Bowers.
Progress. No,
I
I
just
can
think
definitely see that.
I just think it's too much fun. Like you get this Brock Bowers plays in New York. I mean, your Giants rival, you know, New York rival just got a Dunze in this thing. Yeah. Hey, so we did the first 10, right? You want me to recap or we didn't just get the recap?
No, we can recap. Do you want to? Do you ever? I'm typing that as right now as we speak.
Yeah, we got Caleb going one,
Okay.
right? And
To Chicago.
I had the Raiders trading up to take Jaden Daniels at two.
Okay.
Drake May three. to the Patriots. Marvin Harrison, 4. Malik Nabers, 5. Odunze, 6. Joe Alt, 7. Jerzon Newton, 8. Brock Bowers, 9.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Because the
Jerzon
Newton one.
Newton's 8. McCarthy's 9, excuse me.
So 6 is Odunze.
6 Odunze.
7 is
Joel.
I did that. Joel, the Titans. 8 is Newton.
Jerzon Newton.
9 is
McCarthy.
McCarthy. I have that. So.
Yeah, him, the Broncos trading.
And 10 is Brock Bowers. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So we will post this. So
hey, how many of these do you think are right?
I mean, for sure, 2? The Caleb Williams one. I think 1, 2, 3. I think Drake May to New England is definitely happening. I mean, not definitely. You don't know, but like I think it's as a high likelihood of closing. We're talking like it's a deal. Marvin Harrison. I think Marvin Harrison goes to the Cardinals. I think it ultimately depends on what the Chargers do at 5.
I feel like but 2 and 5 are the spots.
Also, I don't see the Falcons reaching for Newton that high. I just don't. I know they need an interior pass rusher,
my friend.
That's why I was saying that they should go with La Two from UCLA.
We're gonna see, man. Because I think there's a reach here. I agree, but I'm curious
I think we'll do 11 and 20, and then we'll get a better feel of what the draft looks like for us. Yeah. That's on Thursday, so we'll probably do 11 and 20 tomorrow, and then we'll probably do 21 through what 32, and release it on Wednesday or Thursday.
I really want to do 33. Because the Panthers,
oh, because the right Panthers on the pick, yeah. We can do 11 to 33. Yeah, we want to give the Panthers some love. All right, cool, perfect. I think we're good here. You have any last thoughts?
I'm just looking at the mock. I feel like I did reach at 8, but you know, I'm going with
at 7 or 8
because there's gonna be
the
Falcons pick.
Yeah,
there's going to be something's going to shock us, I think.
And
I feel like the Falcons are the team to shock us. We're going to look back and like, what the heck were they thinking type deal? Or maybe it's the Giants. Like I was trying to pick who's going to make the shock.
Cause there's going to be something. Right. You're trying to be right. I see.
Well, I just think it's not going to go like what we think it's going to go. It always. I mean, I remember. The craziest thing for me was Baker Mayfield going 1. I couldn't believe that.
No one knew that he was going to go number 1.
Yeah,
Zach Wilson going that high to the Jets too was not talked about too much either.
I remember Laramie Tunsil falling.
Because of the Raiders.
Every year the Raiders, like I remember they drafted Clelin Ferrell. I had never even heard of him.
Well, they did that last year. They did that last year with the guy that did it last year.
Well, that guy, he was
you don't remember the guy's name.
I'm trying to think of it. Exactly. I know he's a pass rusher. They got him to be opposite of Max, and he was the top ranked guy.
But he's productive wise.
Wilson, Tyree Wilson, or something like that.
Didn't do a lot in college. And like people were just like, oh, he has a great athleticism because his pro day was and his combat was so good. But yeah, I think these are just mistakes that happened in the draft. And I would love to be a GM, but you couldn't. I don't know if I would ever want to be a GM just because of the pressure.
I'd be so tempted
so
to. I'd be so tempted.
I mean, you got to trade. I'll be trading every single day.
I'd be
because like you're trying to build a franchise team and you have limited time to do so. Like. The offseason is not as
like
long as
last
think.
Year. I'm looking at the draft last year, Joseph. Devon Witherspoon, 5 overall to the Seattle. Like
that was a reach. It was a reach.
I thought for sure.
Remember, Seattle had 2 first.
Yeah,
and also Jalen Carter was falling in a lot of. He was falling in a lot of draft boards.
Right.
So
like Christian Gonzalez, I didn't think he'd fall like. Emmanuel
Christian
Ford
Gonzalez
was
Christian
first
Gonzalez
corner.
Was supposed
I was like,
to,
I was shocked.
Christian Gonzalez was like, supposed whoa. To go before, Devin Witherspoon. So yeah.
Yeah.
So to your point,
Jahmyr
there's
Gibbs.
there.
I didn't think Jahmyr Gibbs was going to get drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
I
So
thought
I
he was the
think
first. I
now
thought he was the
teams.
second. I was, but it's
I think what we're
so.
seeing now is teams are a little bit more riskier, I guess. They're a little bit more. And before, like you would see a mock and it'd be accurate. Like over, I think over like the last 3 years, it's been pretty consistently like you don't know what's going to happen. Like,
Yeah, like the year before,
so
Trayvon Walker went one overall.
yeah,
Like,
and
so
Trayvon
you don't
Walker was not
know.
supposed to go number one overall. He it was
Yeah. Drake London was the first receiver taken in that draft.
who was the second pick overall? What was in that draft?
Aiden Hutchinson was second, but
Yeah,
then
Aiden Hutchinson was supposed to go number one.
Derek Stingley went before
Was
Sauce Gardner.
yeah.
And I'm like,
So
what is going on? So it's yeah,
yeah,
so
so we'll
there's gonna
see.
be yeah.
There's definitely gonna be a shocker in this next draft we have. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, people. Thanks for tuning in. Like before, we always say on our other videos, please like, subscribe, please add your opinions here. Share. If you guys have any follow-up questions you guys want to ask us, drop them in the comments. But we'll see you guys next time. How's that?